Just like they do every year, the Staggs family, cousins, uncles, aunts, grandparents, and children gathered together for Thanksgiving dinner in their hometown of Bedford. But this year, there was something extra to be thankful for. 23-year-old National Guard soldier Matt Staggs was back from Iraq.
The whole way home, I didn't believe it until I hit Atlanta. And then when I was in Atlanta, I was like, I'm home.
Staggs wasn't expected to be home until at least Christmas, and possibly even as late as March. The 9 months that he was stationed in Iraq was difficult for his family. Of course, everyone was worried about his safety, and his girlfriend, Christina Bolin, had to raise their one-year-old son on her own. But she did what she could to foster the father-son relationship.
I always showed him pictures while he was gone, and he knows who he is. Like, you'd show him a picture, and you say, give Dad a kiss, and he'd grab the picture and just give it a big old kiss.
Stagg says he loves seeing everyone again, especially his girlfriend and son. But sometimes the large family gatherings can be hard to get back into.
Trying to adapt back, it's hard, but it's fun. A lot of missed times. Trying to make it up.
It's clear that Staggs is seen as a hero in the family by the way his 5-year-old nephew, Elijah Staggs, talks about him.
Whenever somebody tries to get me, he protects me because he's a soldier.
Mike Staggs, Matt Staggs' father, says there is a lot to be thankful for this season.
Well, I'm just thankful that our freedom. You know, I meet a lot of people, and a lot of people overseas don't have freedom like we got, and I'm thankful for our freedom and our soldiers.
This isn't the end of Matt Staggs' military career. He's re-enlisted for 6 more years. Based on the average rotation of 5 years, he says it's likely he'll be sent overseas at least 1 more time. He knows it will be hard, but he says it is his duty to both his family and his country. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.